Brian Baldinger will join the Junks coming up in just about an hour. He is Odyssey's NFL insider. We'll also talk to Herm Edwards at 9 a.m. He works for ESPN. He coached, somebody you may have heard of in college. His name's Jaden Daniels. That guy.
I want to get into, with Herm, what he noticed, what he saw, what his scouts saw when Jaden was a high school junior and senior in San Bernardino, California.
When they were recruiting him?
When they were recruiting him, yeah.
Very good.
Hey, I wanted to mention real quick.
I'll ask him. Maybe JP will ask him.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll see.
Shout out to my dentist, Dr. Mora. Your boy, look, is back.
You're back in business.
More hole in your mouth.
He filled the void in your mouth.
Yep.
In your mouth.
Got a fake tooth in there.
This is temporary. That's just a crown. This is temporary. The permanent one will come in about a month.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, your boy's back. I'm back in business. He spent about an hour. Cleaned up some other things. I basically don't have to do really anything else. I thought I had. I have one tooth. Eventually, that needs to be pulled in the back. But it's like do it whenever.
All this dentist talk is making me feel guilty because
I'm not going.
I haven't been in a while, and I need to go. I need to make that appointment.
Not to scare you, and I'm not to call her out, but my beautiful daughter Megan, who is a senior in college. She has zero cavities, right? That's kind of like
good,
you.
It used to be me. I think I have two now, and I'm kind of ashamed by it to have
here's
two.
The thing.
But it's, you know.
She had zero.
Okay.
She went to the dentist, and they found five teeny ones.
Wow.
So she had to go in there and have, you know, some work done, and she was distraught.
Devastated.
Because she has beautiful teeth.
Yeah. It is devastating
when I don't know what happened.
When you've got a pretty good clean record and then the dentist just drops a bomb on you that you've got five micro cavities or whatever they are.
I actually brought you up
because
Dr. Moore said to me, he said, you know, Eric, he says, I always tell you, the teeth aren't as bad as you always say they are.
Yeah.
They're not bad.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, some people just don't have good teeth.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what about my boy Cakes? I said, I just threw you under the bus. I said, there's
Did you call
no
him
way.
Cakes?
Yeah. He knows the show. I said, there's no way his diet is any better than mine.
Right.
Guy pounds soda every time he gets gas, every time he's on a trip.
Every time on a trip. Yeah, 100%.
You know,
definitely
just
right
no
about that.
Way his diet is different than
genetics,
mine.
Genetics?
He didn't really say that. He just said, yeah, just some people, I don't know, some people are luckier than others. He didn't say the word genetic.
Yeah.
It didn't really have a great answer for me.
Kind of insinuated it, though.
Kinda. Yeah. He didn't have a great answer.
I mean, if you had to compare, my teeth are Jaden Daniels, and your teeth are...
Mac Jones.
I don't know. I don't know if it's Mac Jones level bad, but like...
No, I would say Mac Jones is a good comp.
Ryan Tannehill. Maybe you have the Ryan Tannehill of teeth.
Are your teeth great, though? EB's lauding your teeth.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. Don't
teeth?
You have one tooth that's like longer than the other tooth?
Yeah, I mean,
who cares about that?
Yeah, I mean, well,
I'm talking about cavities.
Cavities.
Okay. He says
dental health.
When he uses a drill on my teeth, he's like, they disintegrate. Like, they're just not hard.
Yeah.
You know? It has to do, I think, with the, what is it called? It kind of covers your teeth.
Enamel.
The enamel in mine is just worn away. It's just gone.
Yeah.
He thinks I had a lot of hard candy.
Okay.
Or
a lot of Jolly Ranchers.
I don't know. I don't know. He says hard candy and sodas.
Yeah.
That's like the worst thing for you.
I've cut my soda consumption back from my real height.
Okay, but you had 50 years of it.
I used to really abuse the sodas.
Right, but you've already had one today, right?
Well, I have one every day on the way into work.
I mean before 6 o'clock.
Before
6 o'clock in the morning, he's already out of soda.
Do you stop somewhere and buy it, or you just take it from the fridge?
No, I have them. I'm not a rookie. This is not my first rodeo. I have a supply at the house.
I remember seeing an old picture of Cakes having dinner. This is probably 25 years ago.
Yeah.
I feel like E.B. Joan on you about this.
Okay.
And he was having dinner with his family,
and
they had like the 2-liter bottles out on the table.
Yeah, we used to
Everybody
go
had their own 2-liter?
Dinner.
Well, 25 years ago,
well, no, we
barely had
no,
one
no.
or two kids.
The scenario is we probably had a big giant 2-liter on the table in case we ran out, like, during dinner, like, to reload. I mean, like, now I begrudgingly...
My mom wouldn't even buy a soda.
Like, during dinner now, I'm like, I guess I'll have water, even though it's boring and it's tasteless.
Yeah.
I know it's better for me. And, again, it's not that great to just pound caffeine at 5:30 or 6 p.m. when you got to be in bed in like 3 hours.
Right.
To get all wired up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Even though I think I'm kind of immune to it at this point.
Well, anyway, your boy just feels back. When I looked in the mirror, now I could smile. Now I could do this stupid alt cast without worry about a side camera catching
me. Yeah, you're good.
You're
good
to go. With no tooth. I'm back.
You're freaking back, baby.
I felt so invigorated driving home.
I bet you did.
I got my tooth back, baby.
Yeah, let me see the side shot again. Yeah, man,
it's
definitely a big difference.
No hole there.
There's a big, giant hole you could have driven a truck through in your mouth. And now filled.
I'm just so back.
Back, baby.
It's back, man.
Very good.
It feels amazing.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, just, thank goodness.
It's good to be made whole.
Now, I did ask him.
You're a whole new ball of energy.
You know, I said, what can I do about to get my teeth just a little whiter? I said, I'm not trying to have piano keys.
Yeah.
But can I have a little? And he said, you could do the crush strips and that kind of stuff. He said, you might be able to get a shade, but if you keep drinking coffee every day.
Right.
It just hurts.
I have one. I think this tooth right here is a little, this one, I think, is a little discolored.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
More than the rest.
Yeah.
But I'm not that worried about it. I'll just, you know, I'll live.
I think you got great teeth.
I think they're pretty good. They're pretty solid.
You got good nose, good teeth.
Thank you. Cute button nose. Love it. It's not as good as CK's nose, according to that Russian waitress from 20 years ago. But what can you do?
We just tell the same story.
We do.
Hey, we live.
It's now over 20 years since the Russian waitress commented on your nose.
That was at Pizzeria Uno, which has been closed probably for a dozen years. We don't. We're suburban dads. We don't get out and do that much. So you have to recycle the same stories from back in the day.
Hey, I'm hitting your spot tomorrow night. I'll be going to MGM.
Ah, very good.
Oh,
the ladies are going to go to the Dancing with the Stars show, and the husbands will hang out.
Are we broadcasting from there tomorrow? Is that official?
It was rumored. Apparently, it's not happening.
It's falling through. I have no idea.
As of yesterday, about this time, it had fallen through.
You know what?
Who knows?
It's fine with me. Either way, it's fine. I'm a company guy on that one.
I was kind of hoping it was going to happen because then I wouldn't have to drive home from MGM National Harbor and then drive back.
So when you and your boy are just going to hang out, what are you going to do? Are you going to play games?
Yeah, probably.
Play some blackjack?
How much cash are you bringing? How much cash are you willing to burn?
I'm willing to burn like $200.
Okay, that's fine. That's a good amount.
Something.
Play craps.
I'm a craps guy. That'll literally last you 8 minutes on a Friday night.
Hopefully a few good rolls.
You better hope somebody's hot at that table.
Yeah. Well, he'll just watch his boy play and lose.
That's fine.
Cakes, it is an open line Thursday.
Yep.
Let's go to our guy, Peter in Burke. Haven't heard from Peter in a long time.
Peter from the Burke.
Peter, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, Junkies. I insist from now on I'd be referred to as P from the Boo.
Oh, is it because the guy that calls in? There's that one guy that calls in, remember?
It's Co from the Foe.
Co from the foe.
Yeah.
Right.
But that was kind of an unfunny attempt.
So it's a weak start.
Strike one.
Yeah, you better have some A material after that.
Right, what do you got, Pete?
Well, you know, like every couple of months, Jason says, hey, let's take 100 calls today. So, you know, if you're open line Thursday plus NFC Championship game, you guys should be getting lots of calls. So far, you're in.
But no one will call. But
I'm here to hype up all the P1s. Here we go. You got everything you need to be successful. No Bluetooth, no speakerphone, no turn signal, no reason to be fearful, no reason to have anxiety, no reason to have shaky voice.
What was the bit? I didn't understand.
He's doing
that.
The bit. He was doing Cakes.
No, I know what he was doing.
But we've added some new things based on what's happened recently. Valdez hung up on the guy because of the turn signal. Maybe you weren't paying attention to that call.
He's doing the Terry McLaurin speech.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So he's adapting it.
Peter's got the worst instinct. Yeah. I said, Pete, this sucks. Yeah. This isn't going to be good. You're going to embarrass yourself. Hold on.
I saw the Terry McLaurin thing. That was his version Junkies version. Yes.
Terry's going, what are they going to say about your name? What are they going to say about your reputation? What are they going to say about what you put
on
film?
So he thought... We would get fired up, or P1s would get fired up hearing Cakes' shtick about calls. That was somehow equivalent to Terry McLaurin's making you want to drive, you know, run through a brick wall.
Look, Peter from the Boo struck out.
Don't leave your turn signal on.
Did you know?
Don't call on Bluetooth.
Of course.
You definitely knew. You know what? You set him up for failure.
He
couldn't even get fired up.
I said, Pete, this is a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah. You did try to stop him.
Yeah.
I think Drab should suspend him.
Well, he's already on that list because he's on a call-by-call basis.
Okay. Does he call a lot and you don't put him through?
I've beat him down so bad that he only calls like...
Yeah. Who are the prime offenders that call you all the time and it's really hard to get past you? They have to use fake names and different numbers.
Can I guess one?
I can name one.
I know one person that calls when you hear this person's name. Drab probably just goes into hyper-defensive mode.
Yeah.
Blink.
That's the same guy I was going to say.
Blink. Yeah, yeah. Blink, he calls. He's getting different phone numbers, different lines. He's trying to trick me.
Right.
Yeah. No, don't hang up. Don't hang up. I got to talk to you.
So desperate to get on the air.
What is Blink always promoting, though?
Like, he likes to sing a song.
But, like, what's his shtick? Like, why does he care?
Now you're going to make me look up the emails that he sends me of his hype songs.
Oh, no.
So he wants to promote his songs.
Yeah.
Who else? I mean, does Larry still call?
What about the guy who claims he's a 97% picking winners? What's that guy's name?
Oh,
that guy stopped.
Boz?
Yeah. Oh yeah, the Boz.
He stopped, right?
And we met him years ago.
He still
ago.
Sends a Facebook message every day.
Oh, the Boz.
No. Every day.
I'm cringing that you guys are mentioning him because he's gonna hear this.
We just gave ADs.
You can dump it. I don't care.
I'm not gonna dump that, but.
All right, I'm just curious.
A lot of bad calls.
So, listeners, the bar has been set incredibly low by Peter from Burke. Mm-hmm. You are welcome to call at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines if you can get through the stringent screening process.
Right.
Drab is the gatekeeper of said process.
By the way, Jason, you're the official weather guy of the show here, mm-hmm. and I'm getting my first glance at the 7-day.
Yeah.
Looks like a week from now it could get close to 50. That sounds like 90 compared to what when I was driving in this morning. I think for me it was like 9 degrees somewhere. The weather person or whatever on the radio said 4 degrees somewhere around here. So nine degrees when I was driving in.
Yeah, it's brutal. I think today is going to be the last real cold day, and then it's going to be on Sunday. It's going to be 47. I think.
Nice. All right.
And I think next week, kind of depends on what weather forecast you watch, because Veronica Johnson on Channel 7 said it was going to be 55 and 57 next Tuesday and Wednesday. But when you watch Channel 4, they don't have it out of the 40s.
Okay.
There are parts of the country that are also being blasted that have never had this, right? It was snowing in Florida.
Oh, like in New Orleans, it was snowing.
Destin, Florida got 5 inches of snow yesterday.
Charleston, South Carolina got like 3.5 or 4 inches of snow.
Yeah. And they don't know what those towns completely break down.
They probably don't even have like salt trucks. Like, because it never, like, why would they spend the money on it when it rarely, if ever, snows there?
Yeah. I saw a picture this morning of an alligator or crocodile that was stuck under the ice.
Well, oh, really? It's an alligator. If it's in the United States, it's got to be an alligator.
Well, whatever it is, I wouldn't know either. I hope he dies.
Well, I don't think
he's... You know what's a good alligator?
I don't think he's going to do okay.
A dead alligator is my favorite alligator. Yeah.
Yeah, the weather's been brutal.
Really cold.
But hopefully it'll change this weekend and next week will be warm. It will feel, if it's multiple days of high 40s and 50s, all that snow will be gone.
It was nice just even though I was there for less than probably 48 hours, just feeling the weather in LA. And my daughter was complaining that it was cold there because it was like 65, 70.
Because the snow has stuck around, I've realized that there's something I don't like sensory-wise about snow. Like the snow that's still remaining. Like when we take our dog for a walk, if we walk through the park.
Sensory wise.
If we walk through the park, it hasn't, the path is not plowed. It's just snow and ice.
Of course.
I don't like walking on snow on top of ice if I'm wearing just regular like running shoes.
You have a fear they're going to fall?
No. The sensation of it when I crunch on the snow, the combo of the feel of it and the sound. It just tilts me. I don't like it.
It's like your cotton balls deal.
It's kind of like that. But it's something that doesn't usually happen because usually if it snows, 2 or 3 days later, it melts, it's gone. It's not something I think about. But now that I've been walking through the park with the dog on a daily basis, if it doesn't melt soon, we may have to pick a different route to walk.
I don't mean this in a disparaging way.
Yeah.
I don't. I just mean this as a matter of fact.
Sure.
I wonder if you're autistic.
I don't know.
Because you see, you have like a sensory thing.
I don't know.
Isn't that a thing with like more, autism?
Maybe it's more like Zane Gonzalez when he's pulling his socks
OCD?
To make sure.
It's more
I think it might be an OCD thing. A little bit. Like manifesting itself. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
It's weird, and I know it's weird, but my wife said the same thing. She doesn't like it either.
So you don't like snow on top of ice?
Like the crunching sound of it and the sensation it like that it gives me when I walk on it?
Yeah.
Don't like it.
I don't know how that would unnerve me.
I don't know.
But pulling cotton doesn't unnerve me.
Well, it definitely unnerves these two guys. This side of the room.
Can you eat cotton candy, though? You sold cotton candy.
I can't.
Isn't that a similar sensation?
It's not the same.
It's a synthetic thing.
It's
but
different.
No, because the cotton candy disintegrates much quicker.
Yeah, it's when you... If you're if you're pulling apart the cotton candy, it's not the same sensation as pulling apart a cotton ball.
It's not the same.
Pulling apart a cotton, I could do that all day long.
Oh, I could not.
What would happen?
I would die of anxiety. I would have a crippling anxiety attack.
Now, a sensory thing that I am definitely out on is like nails on a chalkboard. That kind of thing. Like a screeching.
That sort of thing doesn't tend to bother me.
Ah, that's interesting.
But walking on hard packed snow, not a fan.
Never.
It's no bueno.
Did you look at that? Did you Google that or AI that, or what does that mean?
I don't know.
There must be a name for it.
I think I'm just kind of weird.
Well, if your wife has the same,
she kind of has the same issue.
Yeah. She's just gonna agree with him.
She just idolizes him. Yeah.
Chianophobia.
That's it.
What is it called?
Chianophobia.
See, I have
an intense fear of snow.
But it's not afraid of snow. He's not afraid of snow. He's afraid of snow.
No, I'm not
on top of
he's not afraid of it. Just gets on his nerves.
Crunchy sound.
I just don't like it that much.
So specific.
It's very specific.
Not something
just type it. What if you're afraid
of
the crunchy sound?
I wrote fear of walking on hard packed snow, and that's what it came up with.
It's a very specific fear that's been unlocked recently.
All right, let's go to Dan in Manassas. It's Open Line Thursday. Chance to steer the show.
Yes, sir.
Dan, what's up, buddy?
Hello, hello.
Danny.
Hello, Dan.
Hey.
Let's get fired up, boys. Hey, I just want to call out, I love the Papa, but the tone I get, he can say all he wants that he wants us to win. Bickle, you and I know he does not truly want them to win.
I know. He likes to be right.
No, no,
he said it a million times.
No, I really do. I do want them to win. I promise you. Now, not because I'm becoming a fan of it, but for the show, it's huge. And if they go to the Super Bowl, maybe we can go. Of course, I want them to win.
All right, don't lie into the microphone.
I'm not lying. I swear.
No.
I'll take a lie detector.
Point, we've done this before. We should take a lie detector on this.
I'd take a lie detector.
You've said before that you want to be right.
I know, but this time I don't want
to be. To be wrong. People want to be right about their points.
I know, but I really don't care this time. I don't want to be right this time. I'm picking Philly, but I think Washington can win.
Of course.
Okay,
I didn't think they were going to beat
Tampa.
Right.
And I didn't think they were going to beat Detroit.
You thought we beat Detroit?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't.
No, but I think you're right. The larger point, because he's argued with me about it many times. And he said, everybody here, they won't admit it, but they want their opinion to be right.
I'll admit I want my point to be right.
But Dan, this time I don't care. I don't care if I hope I'm wrong, because for them to go to the Super Bowl is so much bigger for the show and for us and for for the listeners.
This may be a unique case.
That's what I care
on
about.
On the whole, he wants to be right. What do you think?
Who are you putting money on?
Philly.
Yeah, of course.
But it's a hedge play, dude. That's what I'm doing. It's a hedge play.
He's a hedgy poo. Well,
Trav, do you believe him? Or do you? Hold on.
Well, okay, with big things, absolutely. Jason should not care whatsoever that he picked the Eagles to win the game and he wants to be right. Nobody cares.
Right.
Like, they'll forget on Tuesday who Jason picked to win.
Exactly.
The game. That doesn't matter.
But he still cares about it for his own. I just know him. He cares about stuff like that.
I'm saying
he's always making like corrections about things that nobody cares about.
Whatever. I'm just, you can believe me or not, I want Washington to win.
All right, I take it back. I believe
you can ask my wife. You call my wife. We were high-fiving each other in the bed watching the Detroit game. Do you think I'd ever high-five if Washington scored?
Didn't you have money on him?
This is completely aside. I bet on Detroit, dumb.
That's the hedge. I'm betting on the team that's playing the Washington Commanders. I was losing money. Why would I be high-fiving losing money?
Hey, I thought you'd be emotionally hedging, but you weren't.
You guys are talking about like
you don't know me very well, Dan. I'm telling you, I want Washington to win. I promise you.
No, but hold on. So what I will do is I might bet on Philly. So if we lose, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
But you bet on Washington.
God, you're no, you bet, your brain is scrambled.
No, you bet on Detroit. Right, right. Okay, so yeah. You did, yeah.
Right. I bet on Tampa.
Yeah.
And I bet on Detroit.
Right, but I can't tell if you're high-fiving for the money or for...
I
you love money more than anything.
I wasn't winning money. I was losing money. Detroit was losing. Washington was scoring. Right. Is this so hard to understand?
It's too early for me.
But I'm high-fiving my wife because Jaden's throwing touchdowns. I was.
I just don't trust her.
All right, we'll continue to take your calls on an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067.
It doesn't matter what I say.
On the MGM National
I was
Harbor.
Born in the United States. Do you trust that? Well, do you believe that?
You might need a birth certificate. Right. You might need some real solid proof.
You need proof of that.
And right. Don't forget, Brian Baldinger will join us coming up at 720 here on The Fan.